Well, hello, friends. Mark DiMatteo here with another message going out to our Four Great Questions group on this 26th day of February. Well, I guess actually it's the 27th day now since it's early Monday morning. But I want to once again welcome the new folks that have joined us even since last week and let you know that we're glad to have you. And, of course, I know as I'm getting feedback, these messages are going all over the place, way beyond just the people that are directly on this list, which, by the way, is getting close to 450 folks now, but the more the merrier, gang. And so if you feel like there's folks that you know that could benefit from these, you're welcome to pass them on, okay? And if you're listening to one of these for the first time, welcome, okay? So let's continue on here. Last week, I shared with you how I had begun to do something which became very valuable to me on my Great Questions quest. And that was to take a look around me at the world you and I actually live in with my own mind and powers of observation and understanding of how, basic understanding anyway, of how the world worked and see if it would tell me anything about our discussion regarding the reality of independent truth, which has been the theme of our last couple of messages and this one as well. I also suggested that you possibly consider doing the same thing over this past week and note your own observations. As I now share with you some of mine, I'm going to make a pretty good guess that you have probably noticed some of the exact same things I have, even if maybe you've never thought of them in this context before. Even at first glance, as I began to take a look around, it became quite obvious to me that the world does indeed seem to operate in an ordered way, according to guidelines and principles, and not randomly and chaotically. And in a way, I suppose, I too already knew this. Here are just a few simple examples of some of the things I noticed. Time, or take time for instance, okay? 1 p.m. means 1 p.m. in the time zone I live in. If I have a meeting or an appointment or want to catch a flight that's at 1 o'clock, I had better not show up at 3, okay, even though perhaps I have done so before. Don't normally get a good result from that, okay? Money, taking a look at it. I know that $10 is $10 and not $50 or $100, as much as I might like to think so. And if I'm not sure, I need only ask my banker or bill collector to clarify. Take a look at color. I know what a red traffic light means versus a green traffic light. And if for some reason I wasn't quite clear, all I needed to do was run through all the colors, you know, and see what happens, although that's probably not recommended, all right? If I ask for a vanilla ice cream cone, if I ask for one, I get vanilla. And if not, the server gets to try again. I know that a rose is not a sunflower. I know that a dolphin is not a seagull. I know that a bicycle is not a space shuttle. And I'll bet you do too. I know that the specific letters of our English alphabet are specific. In other words, I know what they are and what the correct spelling of the words I'm writing are. Spell check even tells me if I'm not sure. Otherwise, I couldn't read my own writing, and there's no telling what this message would sound like, okay, for that matter. I know I have to put gas in my car. I know I have to put gas in my car, or it won't run. If left to itself, my house gets dirtier, not cleaner, all the time. I am getting older, not younger, even when I try to take care of myself. There's an inevitable aging process that goes on with all of us. I know that my hair grows longer if left to itself, and while it may fall out, it does not get shorter unless I get a haircut, okay? I also know I have to eat or I'll eventually die. I have to breathe or I'll die even quicker. I have to bathe or I'll... Let me repeat that. I have to bathe. I do have to repeat that because I got to bathe over and over again. Or I'll, well, I probably won't die if I don't. But eventually, the folks around me may think that I'm starting to. I hope you don't mind me having a little bit of fun with this as I'm going along here. But folks, even basic studies of science in general, and chemistry, math, and physics in particular, taught me that the world does operate according to laws that we know are valid. And later, we are going to get into the difference between a scientific law and a scientific theory, because there's a big difference. But for now, let's just take the law of gravity for instance. I happen to have a regular old ballpoint pen sitting on my desk. As a matter of fact, I've got several of them. If I pick one of them up off the desk and let it go, it will fall straight down on my desk. The law of gravity tells me it will. No matter how many times I pick that pen up off my desk and let it go, it is going to fall back down on my desk. In fact, I already know what it will do before I release it. And I can predict 100% of the time what it's going to do, okay? I can predict it. Unless some outside force or influence were to interfere, that pen must obey that scientific law and fall back on my desk. I could do the same thing over and over again, and you and I both know absolutely for sure in advance what that pen is going to do. In fact, I normally would use the expression, when I drop it, because, again, we can predict which time, each time, it's headed, okay, or which way it's headed each time we do it. It is the same reason why you and I continue to stick to the earth day after day and don't just suddenly float off into space. It is also the main reason that the moon keeps revolving around the earth and the earth continues its orbit around the sun, as do the other planets, along with all their many moons. And speaking of our planet, its 23.5-degree tilt, along with its annual journey around our star, is what gives us our predictable succession of seasons that continue one after another in order, year after year, without fail. So considering even these few examples, it was quite clear to me that a definite pattern was emerging. It seemed like everywhere I looked, the world I actually lived in was telling me that there are indeed things and concepts that are accurate, valid, correct, conforming with reality or fact, and not false. In other words, true. So in the next message, I'm going to give you one more example, elaborate a little bit on it, and then share some conclusions that I came to based on the evidence I have observed and the impact those conclusions had on my great questions quest. So in the meantime, folks, have a great week. Always fun sharing with you, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.